Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hello again. Our guest on Spectrum this week is Michael Venturiello, and Michael is a walker, and we'll get to that in just a moment. You may recall a few months back, we did an interview with folks that did a Broadway walking tour of Broadway theaters and the legends and the ghosts and all of that from Broadway. Well, Michael has also endeavored to do walking tours, and what many people are aware of is that this coming summer is going to be the 50th anniversary of the 1969 Stonewall Uprising here in New York, which sort of gave birth to the LGBT rights that led fast forward to marriage equality and other things in the world. And there was a time and a place in New York that the LGBT community was not quite so obvious, and there are still a lot of landmarks around the city where key things happen, both socially and civically and artistically. So Michael has designed a walking tour that can give people kind of the backstory of the New York City LGBT history. Did I kind of get that close?
Absolutely.
All right, good. Well, welcome to Spectrum and China America Radio.
Thanks so much, Steve. Appreciate
it. Let's get to know you a little bit. Where are you from? Are you from the New York area? Did you grow up somewhere else? A little backstory from you.
Sure. So I'm originally from upstate New York, and I grew up in the suburbs of New York State. And just about 3 years ago, I decided to move down to New York City, and I've been loving it ever since.
Where upstate? Because everything above the Bronx is upstate to most people.
So I'm about 3 hours upstate, so around the Albany area, the capital.
So here you are in New York. Let's get your background in terms of career, education. I mean, what did you want to be when you grew up and moved to New York?
Ooh, that is a great question. I went from doctor to veterinarian to writer and even a singer-songwriter for quite some time. But really where I ended up and where I am in New York City is when I was in college, I was studying English literature. And then when I went to graduate school, I was studying higher education administration, so working with college students. And where I got started specifically in LGBT history was I was working on a graduate thesis, a dissertation at the time, talking about the impact of the Stonewall Uprising and its impact on college campuses, specifically with college students. And that sparked a whole new slew of research that I was working on for a book that I was writing on the Stonewall Uprising. So kind of goes back to my English literature major. And then when I moved to New York City, I decided to take all of that research for the book that I was working on, but then turn it into more of an easily understandable, easy to digest and understand walking tour experience. So that way people that want to learn about LGBT history don't necessarily have to pick up dozens of textbooks and articles that I did during my research period.
In a few short words, and I know it's hard to boil down, you know, 50 years of history, what would be the top two or three bullet points takeaway from the Stonewall Uprising on its effect throughout the United States?
Yeah, so the two points that I talk about on my walking tour in terms of the Stonewall Uprising and the impact that it had, one is the cultural perception of the LGBTQ community in America. After the Stonewall Uprising had happened, there was a new sort of perception. So people saw for the first time just how many LGBTQ folks were living in America, and not just that we had a presence in this country, but that we were able to create change and move forward and be a part of the community and make change in that kind of way. And the second thing is really the tangible aspects from the LGBTQ community. So when the Stonewall Uprising happened in 1969, there were about 50 gay rights organizations, and just 1 year after Stonewall, that number jumps to 1,500. So there's a really, really big sense of empowerment and inspiration among the LGBTQ community after Stonewall to really start their own organizations to say, if people in New York can do it, we can do it too, and create change.
There was also, I would suppose, a tide of people opting to be out rather than in.
Mm.
There was a quick ramp up about people being honest with themselves, with their families, with their employers, with their friends and neighbors, that didn't exist before, as it was a very secretive, if not, you know, totally closeted lifestyle for most of time since the U.S., you know, started.
Yes, absolutely. So around this time, specifically on your question about college campuses, you really start to see an uprising of an organization called the Student Homophile League, or what we might call today in schools the Gay Straight Alliances. It's the first time that students and people in general, but on campuses, students can really feel comfortable in joining these organizations and claiming their sexuality in a way that feels comfortable and safer for them before.
Now, New York City is a very big place, and obviously the Stonewall Inn on Christopher Street, and that area was sort of the core, at least it was the core in, let's say, the 1950s and 1960s. But there actually are pockets where LGBT businesses and clubs and dance places sprang up all over New York. Are you sticking specifically to the village area, or do you sweep out throughout the rest of the boroughs?
Yes, good question. So as of right now, we are sticking mostly within the village, but we do offer a lot of suggestions if people are staying in other boroughs or other parts of New York City. We have a whole bunch of resources and suggestions that people can see the other parts of New York City, including the five boroughs, other options that they can do, whether that's gay nightlife or LGBTQ restaurants or things like that. We can offer those suggestions as well.
Our guest is Michael Venturiello, and he has Christopher Street walking tours. What's your website address? We're going to drop this in a couple of times so people can go find more about your business.
Yes, so we are Christopher Street Tours. You can find us at tinyurl.com/Christopher Street Tours. We're also on Facebook and Instagram at Christopher Street Tours.
So when people come to take your tours, how much time do they need to budget? Any idea of the cost point? What different types of tours do you have? Just a thumbnail of your offerings.
Sure. So our general walking tour that we have is about 2 hours, and it covers a pretty big scope of Greenwich Village, although it's only 1 mile walking. So it's all really centrally located within the village area. We do also have another walking tour, LGBTQ bar tour, where people can stop at some of the more well-known bars, including Stonewall, share a drink together. So the price point varies depending on if it's just the general walking tour or the bar tour, anywhere between $30 or upwards of $50, which would include a beverage. And if anyone specifically has a large group coming or works within a company that wants to do a private group tour, we also offer those as well, and we can work with your schedule.
And you also do some talking and lecturing at venues as a guest speaker on the subject, correct?
Yes, that's right. So we've worked before with different colleges and universities, New York University, the College of Staten Island, to do presentations on LGBTQ history or LGBTQ advocacy work going into the modern day and the modern movement. But we also work with a lot of corporate organizations to do LGBTQ allyship training and work around diversity, equity, and inclusion.
From your experience, what would be the top two or three either questions or surprises that your walkers, your tourists, ask or learn when they take your tour?
It's interesting because on the tour, I find that there's a pretty significant generational gap of younger people that come on the tours and then older people who might have even been there during the history that I'll be sharing. So the questions usually come from that. And the first one that I usually experience is around language. So a lot of people from around the world, they consider it to be the gay community, and they use that term to be inclusive of all LGBTQ identified people. Other people use LGBTQ plus. And then some people, the younger generation, I think, more uses the term queer, which the older generation can find offensive for certain reasons. So usually at the beginning of the tour, I'll sort of give a preface to the language. And I think a lot of people learn about that. Language is really powerful. It may not break bones or whatever that expression is, but it really has a big impact on people. And the second question that I get a lot is talking about spaces today. I think a lot with technology and the digital age, there's sort of a loss of gay bars and gay bar history because it's really easy to meet people online or through an app. But I think those spaces are really important. And we actually just started a blog recently, and the first blog post I wrote was called Bars or Bust, The Need for Inclusivity in Gay Bars. So I think you should definitely read that if you want to learn more about that particular topic.
Does it appear that now that marriage equality is the law of the land, that there are so many more regular non-gay, non-LGBT places that are welcoming, that are open for business that previously may not have been, whether it's hotels or five-star restaurants or other types of businesses that now, you know, embrace the culture, in fact, are actively in the supplier diversity world that didn't exist before. Is that diluting the previously, LGBT hangout population?
I think the short answer is yes. The longer answer is that as wonderful as that is, that we are in this time of post-marriage equality, there is still a lot of work to be done. And that's something that we talk a lot about on the tour is, although we've come so far just in 50 years, even though we do have marriage equality now, there's a campaign within current movements right now. It's called Beyond I Do. So although we do have marriage equality now, and that's been a fantastic cultural shift for suppliers and diversity suppliers specifically, there is still more to be done. Even in New York City, which is one of the most, I think, progressive cities in the world, there's still attacks of violence on the LGBTQ community and intersections of race within that. Although we certainly have expanded, I still think that there's a need for the current movement and what's happening.
There are going to be a lot of LGBT activities happening in New York City coming up in June. It'll be the 50th anniversary of Stonewall, as well as World Pride, which will bring people here from all over the world, including Asian countries. So any of our listeners who are devotees of China America Radio, and you think you may be inbound to New York this summer, by all means, take a look at the huge agenda of events that's going to be going on. Are you expecting a busy season?
I sure hope so. We are hiring a new group of tour guides to join our team for the summer. So we will be offering tours all throughout the week, the weekend, at various times in the morning and the afternoon. So we are expecting a lot of people to come and learn about the history that sparked what we are now calling World Pride.
And one more time, if people want more information, they go to...
Yes, so Christopher Street Tours, tinyurl.com/Christopher Street Tours. We're also on Facebook and Instagram at Christopher Street Tours.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it. Hope you have a great summer and a busy one as well.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Steve.
Listen again next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern for another edition of Spectrum. To hear previously broadcast editions of Spectrum, visit the Spectrum tab on our website to listen or download your favorite past programs. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum. Now, back to the music on China America Radio.